There are lots of similarities between Santa Fe and San Juan. Both cities have the oxymoronic majority-minority population. And both cities' Spanish colonial legacies significantly influence people and therefore local culture. Most relevant, however, is the fact that tourism is the lifeblood of both economies. As I listened to the tour guides illuminate Puerto Rico's history, I was confronted with the romanticized framing I often hear of Santa Fe. At times, historical realities are marginalized in favor of more palatable or simplified explanations of historical and contemporary relations in both cities. I accept that one of the goals of tourism is to make money by putting the best possible face on a destination. Few people go on vacation to hear about the violence of colonization and resulting poverty. But these two are important facts about the past and present of San Juan and Santa Fe. As I listened to fellow American tourists from the mainland talking about how cheap property was there and their plans to take advantage of it, I began to question the line between tourism as economically viable relaxation and tourism as outright exploitation. For instance, how is the money we paid for the resort hotel with four freshwater swimming pools helping locals who are living without water for 3 days at a time due to unprecedented drought? Here's the thing. I believe that travel should support businesses and economies, but it should also support the people who live in the tourist destinations. In Santa Fe, we should consider how we reproduce narratives that avoid historical accuracy while we depend on tourism that supports economic disparity. At its best, tourism should serve visitors as well as meet the long-term needs of locals. And as tourists, we have an opportunity to seek out experiences that lift and sustain the locality we visit through connections with its people, culture, economy, and histories. In this way, we are enriched, but so are those we visit on our travels.